Hello, everybody. Welcome to our weekly Remember to Flourish guided remembrance call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. The reason we offer these calls is because we believe in a flourishing world where every living thing and system and entity can thrive. And we also know that to get there, it's going to require people to be, living and leading from their hearts. We also believe that business as a vehicle is the best one for making change in the world, but only if the leaders of business are actually leading from their hearts, from their inner wisdom, from their best self or their most essential self. So that's why we provide this service to help people get in the habit and the practice, because it does take practice, of accessing their inner wisdom, accessing that place inside that knows better, where they feel held and supported, where the real wisdom is available to them for the difficulties and challenges and opportunities that show up in our lives. So our clients and our advocates and people that are familiar with us already know this, and they've practiced this with us when we're with them, but they also report that it's difficult to get into a daily practice of doing this on your own because of their very complicated lives. And we certainly get that because we live there too. It's even more difficult to do it alone. So having a call like this where we're together in community really kind of amps up the benefits and the experience of doing this. So that's another reason why we want to do this. It's your support system to help you lead from your heart and live from your heart and experience a deeper, more fulfilling experience of life. So I'll do a short teaching on tonight, the benefits of remembrance for healing, and then I'll guide you into your hearts through a meditative practice we call remembrance. And then I'll leave a minute or so at the end if there's any questions or comments. So, okay, so let's talk about remembrance and its healing power. The benefits actually have been noted and researched and put down in publications beyond my own experience or your own experience, and there's actually been research done on this. And the benefits are both physical, emotional, and spiritual. So I'll just briefly list some of those. In the physical realm, stress reduction is commonly associated with this practice of, we call it meditation, call it prayer, mindfulness. We use the practice called remembrance, which brings in the good things and begins the things that are causing you difficulty. So physically in your body, many people report a sense of peace, and there's been a lot of research done on that. And when your stress is reduced, then it diminishes the toll that stress can take on your body and improves your physical condition. Another benefit of remembrance in the emotional realm is it improves self-control. So people, for instance, let's say you want to take better care of yourself. So you want to eat better, you want to exercise more. Now, those things are difficult to do if you're kind of wound up and or feeling a sense of hopelessness or a sense of inertia and tiredness. So what we found is that people that get into a daily practice, even for a few minutes of remembrance, improve their self-control, improve their ability to follow through on the things that they know are best for them and to discard the things that are harmful to them, unhealthy habits, and acting out emotions that are problematic, anger, fear, those kinds of things. I guess this is more in the relationship into things that we find and research has shown to be true, is that people who have a practice of meditation, prayer, remembrance, are more forgiving towards others. So that automatically improves the trust in relationships. We can put down our blame and our judgments and others then that brings people together. There's a sense of greater unity and connection. both with the other person and with kind of something bigger than us in general. So these are experiences that many of you have had, I'm sure, in your lives, and they can become more a constant experience in a constant state on a daily basis if you adopt and maintain a regular practice of remembrance. So this isn't just feel-good stuff. There are actual palpable benefits that are backed up by research that proves that people report these things in large numbers when they practice on a regular basis, remembrance or other forms of meditation and prayer. So why not? Why would you say no to something that's really going to benefit you? So let's give it a shot. We'll see. I'll guide you through it, and we'll see if there's areas in your physical, emotional, or spiritual life that we'll bring in tonight and see what effect that remembrance has on them. So let's get going. Get comfortable in your chair, or if you're sitting on the floor, wherever you are, I recommend sitting versus laying down because you want to actually experience this and go to sleep. So wherever you're sitting, feel your connection. We start where we are, and so we want to know where our whole being is, and that's our physical, emotional, and mental being. We find where that state of being is now. So feel your connection to the earth through the bottom of your feet and your rear end in the chair. And if you're in a chair, your back against that chair back. And feel the energy that flows. And notice how it's different in different areas of your body. And tonight, because our theme is about healing, notice any place in your physical being where you're feeling any discomfort, any tightness, any pain, where areas just aren't flowing well, where you're feeling whatever you're feeling that's uncomfortable. So notice those areas, and you don't have to do anything with them. Also, while you're scanning up your body, notice areas that you're holding, tightness, where you're clenching in any way. And when you notice those, you can just allow them to relax. Okay, great. Now let's check our emotional state. Maybe you've had a stressful day like I have today, actually, and so I'm really looking forward to our session tonight for that, for myself. Maybe you've had an easy day. Maybe you had some trials and tribulations along the way. But what is your current emotional state? Feel pretty peaceful and even keeled and calm? Or are you a little anxious or a little annoyed or maybe a little down in the dumps? Just notice. Are there any flavors of any of those? Okay, good. Now let's check our mental state. And I'm not asking you to engage with that beautiful, complicated and powerful engine between your ears. I'm asking you to just notice the kind of rate of activity, how active is your mind, not engaging with the contents right now. So just notice. Okay, so that's now we have a sense of our physical, emotional, and mental state. Now let's drop in, and I'm going to use our breath as a vehicle for going inside. So notice your breath. Take a big, deep breath. Notice how it feels as you inhale, and hold it for a count of four. And now exhale as deeply as you can till you exhaust all your breath. And hold. And repeat that to the count of four. Your inhalation to four. Hold for four. Exhale for four. and hold again for four. And repeat that, let's say, three more times. Okay, good. That usually helps people drop in and go deeper inside. So now let's check out the state of our heart. And if you've listened before, if you want to locate it, I'm talking about your spiritual heart, not the muscle in your chest. But to locate it, let's imagine we're inside our chest, our sternum, couple inches deep, about mid-sternum. And imagine you're experiencing your heart, your spiritual heart. What's its state? How open is it right now? How soft or rigid? How heavy or light? Is there any color? Does it have a voice? Is it saying anything? Telling you, your heart tends to be very succinct. It speaks in words and short phrases. What is your heart telling you? And where is it looking? Your heart actually has eyes. It is your window to the deeper realms of your being. Where is it looking? What is it seeing? And if you're not getting anything with the sounds or the sight, that's perfectly okay. It doesn't happen every time. It doesn't happen with every person. You cannot do this incorrectly. What you need is willingness, sincerity, and a practice. So now, add your remembrance word or phrase that symbolizes for you the source of everything that you need, which is always available if we just notice and we open and receive. This is about receiving, not emptying. So begin to repeat your remembrance word or phrase. Okay, great. Keep going. All right, continue. And during your initial scan of your state of being, did you notice any physical discomfort? Was there any place in your body that was in pain, was uncomfortable in any way? And still is not asking you to make anything up or create a situation. But if something was uncomfortable in any way, even relatively slightly, bring your attention there while you're continuing your remembrance. your only job is to pay attention, is to watch and notice and feel, sense any changes that might occur as you're repeating the remembrance, putting the attention on that uncomfortable or painful place. Great, keep going. Now, if you are feeling like everything's flowing physically, are there any emotional discomfort that you're feeling? Is there any anger, any sadness, any fear, anxiety that you're experiencing? Without trying to fix, because there's nothing to fix, the physical and emotional experiences are merely pointers to something that needs some healing, needs some help. So they are actually our friend. They are helpful. Even though the experience might be a little uncomfortable, or even a lot uncomfortable, it's only because those things or emotions that our physical being are pointing to need the help of the remembrance, need the healing of the remembrance. So if you have an emotional, difficult thing going on, bring the remembrance into that. And again, just observe, open, and receive. Keep going. The healing power of the remembrance often, not often is the right word, but certainly sometimes can burn away, can open up the issues that we've covered up, that we've veiled ourselves from, that we've avoided. And so you might even experience an increase in the discomfort for a while. And that's because you're actually being with it. You are paying attention. You are bringing your focus to what really needs your focus. And just trust that the remembrance, even if it's amped up, the discomfort, emotional or physical, is working, and it's burning away the stuff that is not supporting you in cleaning, in clearing, in healing. And just stick with it. Keep repeating. And drop deeper. Just let go. Keep repeating. if your mind wants to come in and analyze, understand, or distract you, and just take those deep breaths that we started with, and that'll help bring you back down inside. Just do that a couple of times, and your mind will quiet and continue. And drop in. And watch, notice, sense. It can be very subtle. Trust. Allow. Let go. Open and receive. You're doing great. Keep going. Allow more in. Open up more. Receive the healing. as you're remembering, you may get the sense that the healing is happening, but it's becoming clear what is missing, so you can be very specific in your intention for healing, asking specifically what you need. It might be peace. It might be love. It might be forgiveness. So if you're noticing clearly what's missing, you can ask for what it is you need and open and receive. Go for about 2 more minutes tonight on this call. So you need not stop here. You can continue, particularly if you're feeling there's more available. I highly recommend you keep going for the end tonight. Okay, again, if you can continue, please do. But I'm going to close the call for now, the guided portion of the call. Just to recap, there are many, many benefits to doing this physically, emotionally, spiritually. So it's there for you. All you have to do is open and receive. So if you have any questions or comments, now would be the time to ask those or share those. Okay, we'll close the call now, and have a beautiful evening, and give yourself a gift of remembrance, continuing now or picking it up later. Every day, it will change your life, transform your experience. Thanks so much for joining. Good night.